It's an update on the road to recovery for you. How you're feeling? How it's been over the last few days?
I think it's been 7 weeks now, so it's been a tough 7 weeks. But finally back skating with the team, and I feel pretty good.
Paul was saying that you were hopefully going to talk to the doctor yesterday. How did that go, and what are you foreseeing here as your possible return date?
Yeah, I had a talk with the doctor yesterday, and you know what, I've been practicing with the team the last few days, so I feel great. So I don't know, we might sit down after this and see what the plan is.
From your perspective, would you be ready to go tomorrow if called upon?
I would have been ready if you asked me 2 weeks ago, but you know what, I feel great. Like I said, last few days it's been good for me, been with the team on the ice, so no setbacks at all, so just happy to be back on the ice with the team here.
Seeing the team continue to enjoy a lot of success, I guess, has that helped make the time maybe go a little easier?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's never fun to sit on the side, but it makes it easier seeing the team playing well, doing good. So, and it's great to see that everyone is chipping in and doing their part. So it makes it way easier.
Kind of on that note, what's impressed you about what you've seen from this team this year?
You know what, I felt like we already had it going last year, so we kept building, and coach did a good job here, and kept pushing the guys, and we finally got some pieces together, and it feels like we're moving the right way every day as it moves on. So goaltending has been really good. It's been really good for us too. So it makes a huge difference. So I think everyone is happy right now. So you just have to keep pushing the right way.
What do you make of the depth with guys like Tucker Poolman and Ben Sherratt and what they've been able to do with their opportunities?
I think that's the a big thing on this team too. It doesn't matter who's out or not. I mean, we have guys that are waiting to get in the lineup, and I think everyone that stepped in, you see the Mark Scheifele injury here too, has done a great job. So the depth is definitely something that the Winnipeg Jets has, and it's great.
How much ribbing has there been about the World Junior Final?
It's been pretty quiet, actually. It's been all good.
Did you watch?
No, I didn't really watch. I watched a little bit. We played at the same time. But unfortunately, Team Sweden lost. But congrats to all the Canadians.
Did you hear about the Swedish player who threw his medal into the stands, the silver?
No, I haven't heard of that.
His name, but I guess he was so disappointed that he tossed it into the stands. What would you say to a guy like that? I think he got it back eventually.
You know what? They just lost, and you stuff going through your mind. I don't think you're just disappointment, probably. And I think that probably is something that made him do it. I don't know, but. You know what, losing is always tough, especially when you're that close.